Greece.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for listening to Real Estate Radio today with Angela.
And Howard.
And Susan.
How about that?
We're here today, and we're very excited, as always, to do our radio show. And, you know, the weather outside doesn't look so good, and probably some of y'all are bothered by that. But we in real estate, not so much. Why? Because the rain makes the grass green.
And
Hello. Your favorite line.
That helps
houses sell when you have green grass. So
what's your favorite line when it rains?
If you like it in the rain, you're going to love it in the sunshine.
You know, one of the other things is that, you know, we have a couple of houses to tell you about today. We're going to have open houses.
Yeah.
And if you're in the market for a house, that is actually good news for you. Because not everyone that's in the market is going to venture out today. So if you're one of those people that do venture out and see these great houses, there's going to be less competition.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's when we get to the last segment of the show, we're going to tell you about them. One is in Mandarin, in the Bartram area of Mandarin. The other one is a newer home in E-Town.
I love E-Town.
Yes.
Me too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then
Susan sold a lot of houses in E-Town.
I have.
Yeah. So you'll have to come and see them today. Hey, you know, usually we start out the show by talking about what's special about today. But there's something special about something that happens this week that I want to tell you about. And it happens Thursday. And it is Veterans Day. Now, usually when it's Veterans Day or Memorial Day or one of those military days, we take a moment or two to talk about why our country is so very special and why it's one of the greatest, not one of the, but it is the greatest country on this planet.
Amen,
freedoms, our liberties, and it's because of the great men and women and the families that stand behind them that have served and continue to serve and protect us in so, so many ways. It's our veterans. So we want to give a big shout out and thank you to all our veterans a few days ahead of time. But you know what? You can thank them every single day of the year. You know, whenever I walk into a store and I see someone wearing a veteran hat, whether it's World War II or Korea or Vietnam, I thank them for their service. And they say, thank you for saying so. And I invite all of you people to do the same. You know, they put their life on the line. Not all of them were carrying weapons. Some of them were in logistics. Some of them were cooks. Some of them were, you know, truck drivers. Whatever they did, it doesn't matter. It was all a team working together to protect us and to make us great. So thank you. Thank you to the men and women that have served, that continue to serve, and all of the family members that stood behind them, beside them. Thank you for making our country great.
Yes.
So give a big shout out. Say thank you. Buy them lunch, whatever it is, but thank you for their service. So
one of the things I saw in the news this morning, they were showing the tomb of the unknown soldier, and they were saying that this is like the 100th anniversary of commemorating that.
Yeah.
And they're going to allow the public to come and pay their respects and bring flowers. So like where normally you see the
changing of the guard?
The president bringing the wreath.
Yes.
They're going to allow instead citizens to come. But you have to go on the website and you've got to sign up for it. And they actually said anybody in the entire world could come. So that's interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, Angela and I have been on the radio almost 10 years now, and we've been talking that we are a team, of course. Angela and I, of course, are a team, and Susan is on our team. And we had a fourth team member, Rob, who has been on the radio with us many, many times.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, last Saturday.
Sunday.
Yeah, late Sunday night, he passed away suddenly, 42 years old, just had a massive heart attack and passed away and left his beautiful wife and three children, one in elementary school, one in middle school, one in high school. And we just want to give a little bit of tribute to Rob because he was such a wonderful, wonderful man. He grew up very poor, actually, and made himself just, he grew out of poverty and
went to
college, made himself a man, went to college and became an entrepreneur and became a wonderful, wonderful father, was involved in elementary school for his kids, was involved in middle school, was involved in high school, taught music at the local high school, had a huge, huge following of kids that just loved him, and we did as well. Whenever he entered a room, there was just this big, big smile on his face. He helped so many people find their first home, and he wanted to become a realtor because you, Angela, found him his home here.
That's how we met, yeah.
And he loved the experience so much that he wanted to contribute that to other people, and he did that for so many people after he became a realtor. And it was just such a celebration. Whenever he and I met, which of course was many times, we didn't just say hi. We always had this great big hug for each other.
Great hugger, yeah.
Yes, just a great, great big hugger. And we, of course, were shocked by his loss when we heard about it Sunday morning when Bethany, his wife, called us and told us that. And there's going to be a big celebration of life with hundreds of people that have signed up to come next Saturday. That's how many people he touched. Hundreds and hundreds of people are showing up.
Yeah, there'll be 400 or 500 people or more.
Yep. Yeah. So, Angela, I know you wanted to have some things to say, and Susan, you did too. So,
yeah, I wanted to just acknowledge his family, his wife Bethany, and his son Liam, daughter Cameron, and his son Nolan. And just, you know, reach out and say anyone who knows them, just continue to stay in contact with them. One of the things that they're going to do that I think is so lovely whenever anyone leaves children behind is they are going to ask people to write to them on their milestones, you know, like their 16th birthday or whatever, when you get a car, when you go to the prom or all those things to sort of write wisdom and encouragement and things like that. Just continue to support his family even as time passes. And the one thing that I got a kick out of is they had the life lessons from Robert. They posted it on Facebook. Never turn down an invitation to a party. That's number one. That sounds like him. He didn't drink or anything. He just loved a good time. Number two, there's no wrong time to quote Dave Chappelle. Okay. Number three, every surface is a drum if you believe in yourself. Number four, there's a perfect height to which you can toss a toddler to simultaneously thrill the child and terrify the mother. Number five, no lunchbox is completely packed until it contains a love note. Number six, conjunctivitis is the single funniest word in the English language. I don't get that one. Number seven, there's no home improvement project too small to abandon. That's from a realtor. Oh, my goodness. Number eight, smiles and laughter are not limited resources. Love that. A real man orders his strawberry daiquiris with confidence. Number 10, never stop courting your wife. Isn't that an important one, Howard?
And they had a beautiful, beautiful relationship.
High school sweethearts.
Yes.
Know how to work it for the camera. Number 12, there's no such thing as a stranger. And number 13, just because you didn't have a dad doesn't mean you can't be a great one.
That's the best one.
That
love
is
it.
The best one.
Love it. We'll be right back. Stay with us, everyone.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here with you today on this really gloomy Saturday. It's not bright and sunshiny. It's not a Chamber of Commerce kind of day, is it?
But people are still going to be looking at houses. There's going to be lots of people coming to the two houses that we have on that just came on the market yesterday.
Yes.
Because they are the type of houses that people are looking for. One is under $350,000, and one is a newer house. $600,000, but in E-Town, and E-Town, that neighborhood sold out so very quickly. And interestingly enough, you may think $600,000 is a lot of money, but some of the houses that are about the same size sold for a lot more than that, that they'll be showing up on the sold list very, very quickly. So this one is bargain priced at $600,000.
Value price, not bargain, but value.
Okay.
I mean, it is a bargain, but I like the word value better. Okay. Just my personal preference.
Okay. It's such a beautiful house. I can't wait for everybody to see it.
Yes, indeed. You have to come see Susan. We'll be there today.
Yeah, you'll get to see both of us
there. We're going to be there together from 11 to 2 in E-Town in the subdivision called Marconi.
Yes.
So come see us.
You know, the Jaguars are playing tomorrow. Let's hope they win.
Yeah. I hope they do.
And you know what season's coming? Basketball season is coming. You know that it's National Basketball Day? Because it was named after a gentleman whose name is James Naismith, whose birthday was today. It was invented back in 1891. Interestingly, James Naismith is not only known for basketball, he invented the first football helmet.
How about that?
He must have liked sports. Well, he did. He was he actually worked for a college, and they asked him to invent some sort of a game when it was bad weather to play indoors. How about that?
That was really cool.
How about that? We have a caller.
It's Phil.
Good morning. Phil, you're on the air.
Good morning, Team Realty Number One. My sympathy and condolences on your loss.
Thank you, Phil.
When there is a fund or foundation or something let me know, and I will send a one of my trust checks for $500 to whatever is good for that. The other thing is happy rainy days and Saturdays, and a real short story on death. A year and a half ago, my best friend I grew up with battled cancer and won, which he wasn't supposed to, so he's alive. A month later, his daughter and his wife got killed in a major car accident with a tractor trailer. 3 months later, his dad died. 4 months later, his mom died. And I'll tell you what, he's a good Irish American, what do you call that, Navy veteran. But I don't know how he got through it, but he got through it. And I just kept on telling him, remember the memories. When you're ready to open that closet to clean out the clothes, you'll know. If it takes 10 years, then don't open it. But life is so precious. Life is so good. And then life is gone. So value life. I'm not going to take up a lot of time. And if you don't have a trivia question today, it's understandable, especially with your loss. But anything I can do, y'all have my number. Don't hesitate, okay?
And thank you.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate that.
Appreciate that.
Yes. Give him a call today and or Thursday and remind him that it's Veterans Day. Of course, he will know that, and tell him thank him for his service. So we do have a trivia question. So I will read that for everyone. You know, in the past couple of years with interest rates low, many, many people have refinanced their existing mortgage. Fewer people are doing it today. And the answer, the reason why is because so many people have done it. In fact, so many people have done some people have done it twice. Anyway, since the start of the pandemic, we know that interest rates have come down, like I said. In fact, 8.8 million mortgages were refinanced. The question, and this is one that the Van Wees like to do, questions like this. What is the approximate total savings per month for these 8.8 million people?
Collectively. Yeah.
The total monthly savings. Now, some people, by the way, when they refinanced, they took some money out. Mm-hmm. So not everyone had a monthly savings, or some of them, you know, only had $100 a month. Some of them had a $500 a month savings. But what's the cumulative monthly savings on these 8.8 million people? It's a big number. So give us a call, and we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll narrow it down by the end of the show.
Okay.
It's a big number. All right. Give us a call. What's the number, Angela?
To talk to me, you have to call 222-8255.
And maybe you've seen in the news nationally, before we get into the actual numbers for today and the interest rates, about Zillow. And everybody's heard of the Zestimate. This is one of Angela's favorite topics. So Zillow has come out with the Zestimate and has provided services to realtors for many years now. And we talked about the Zestimate a couple of weeks ago, how it's not accurate. And Zillow has given, they said they're off. They had an improvement, and their improvement was down to like 7% off, high or low. That's right. Their median amount that they're off. And they had started about a year ago to buy homes. And they were buying homes, and then they were
all across the country.
All across the country. And they were doing a little bit of fixing up and then reselling them. Then they decided to slow down a little bit. Oh, we've got a caller. It's not showing up on my thing here.
Oh. Well, what, Lauren, tell us what he said.
Oh.
So Phil from Orange Park, his answer is 27.5%.
Oh, it's not a percent. It's a dollar amount. So for all of you listeners, it's a dollar amount.
Yes.
But I should have clarified that, Phil. Okay. All right. Now, so back to Zillow. So Zillow started buying houses, and they bought thousands of houses around the country. And then they announced, you know, because of the supply chain, they're going to slow down on buying houses. They announced this a couple of weeks ago. Now, I don't know what supply chain had to do with buying houses, but that was their excuse.
Fixing up the houses that they purchased.
Yeah, they weren't doing much fixing up. Basically, they were putting down
some... The realtors would tell you they definitely didn't do a lot.
Yeah, they maybe were...
Carpet and paint.
Carpet and paint. Lipstick on a pig is the phrase for that.
Well, maybe some of them, that's all they did need.
They just announced... this past week, or actually a week and a half ago, that they were not indeed slowing down, that they were stopping.
Yes.
Totally ceasing the buying of homes.
Yes.
And laying off 25% of their workforce. 25%. 25% of their workforce.
That's a lot
thousands
of people.
And they
again,
admit,
that's nationwide.
And they admit they paid too much for the houses that they bought. They are selling off 18,000 homes countrywide.
Wow. And a lot of them are going below the price that they actually paid.
Yes.
Which is bad business, y'all.
Yes.
We would all go out of business if we ran our business like that.
Yeah. So we have seen, Angela and I, and Susan have seen, of course, that they're selling them for not a lot less, but they're selling them for a couple of $1,000 less than what they paid for them just to unload them. So Zillow is having a big, big loss. It doesn't mean you're going to pick them up at bargain prices. Excuse me. It doesn't mean that there's going to be any big, you know, they're not foreclosures because they paid cash for all of these things. But Zillow made a huge, huge mistake, and their stock took a big, big fall past week. So there are still other companies that are buying cash, buying homes for cash out there, but they're being a lot more conservative than Zillow did in buying homes for cash. So it's interesting how things, you know, Zillow said, oh, we're going to get into the market, and we're going to buy homes, and Well,
they did.
It didn't quite work out.
You know what? Here's the sad part. To me, it's sad, right? Because that's just a business doing business, and I get that. We live in America. But, you know, as realtors, we really care more about a homeowner getting a house. So think of all the people that they outbid to buy those houses who people really needed a home, and they weren't able to get it because they didn't have cash. And Zillow was outbidding everybody. And I feel sorry for all the people who needed a house and didn't get one. And now Zillow has all these houses to get rid of.
Yes.
So hopefully the people will get a chance, maybe even again, to make an offer on the same home that they were trying to buy before.
Yes. I don't know how many houses were in the Jacksonville metropolitan area, but countrywide, as I said, 18,000 homes. And the people that I feel bad for most of all are the people that they've hired over the last year and a half, and now 25% of them are without a job.
Yes.
So,
and a lot of the houses, too, never actually hit the market. They were just, people would write to Zillow and say, how much will you buy my house for? So some of them weren't in that competition thing I was talking about.
Yeah, they were in the process of being purchased, and then they didn't purchase them, so... Yeah, so that happened. That was a lot going on midstream as well. Anyway.
So, just interesting times in real estate. You
interesting
just never
times.
Know. And, you know, you're dealing with people who are trying to buy and sell homes, you know, regular homeowners. And then you're dealing with these huge technology companies who are also in the game.
Yeah, so there are a lot of them. Open Door is one of the big ones that is buying homes as well. All right. I want to remind everyone what the contest is again and clarify it, because there's been a couple of calls giving the wrong type of answer. What we're looking for is the cumulative dollar amount savings monthly. So of all the 8.8 million people, if you add up the total monthly savings on those mortgages, how many millions and millions and millions of dollars, or maybe it's even billions, was saved per month on people's monthly payments by all of the refinances that were done since the pandemic has started. Stay with us and give us a call, and we'll also answer your questions. We will be right back.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Officials in Houston say 8 people are dead, numerous others injured, following a surge of the crowd during a performance by rapper Travis Scott last night at the Astroworld Music Festival. A fire chief says the crowd began to compress toward the front of the stage, which caused many to panic. House approving a $1.2 trillion package for infrastructure projects. Vote coming late last night, now goes to the White House. Well, it's that time of the year already, at least in most of these United States. We end daylight saving time tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, 2 o'clock local time. Set the clocks back an hour, get a little more sleep. Hawaii, American Samoa, Puerto Rico and Guam do not observe daylight saving time. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up 2 for 1 like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Ponte Vedra.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
WBOB is Jacksonville's conservative talk radio station. Start your day with Jacksonville's only local call-in talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. Then solve your financial issues with Dan Celia at 9. Inspired by Rush, it's the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show at noon, followed by America First with Sebastian Gorka at 3. Then at 6 p.m., the great one, Mark Levin, rounds out your day. The conservative voice of Jacksonville, WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Windy with showers today and a high near 54. Tonight, more chance of showers with temperatures dropping to around 48 degrees. And as for tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 66. As for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, mostly sunny with temperatures ranging between the upper 60s and the lower 70s. And as for Thursday and Friday, chance of showers, partly cloudy, with highs reaching 78 degrees.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here with you on this happy, 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 cloudy, gloomy, happy, sad Saturday. Do I sound like a mixed up person? I could be a little bit. You know what I was just thinking about that I don't know we mentioned earlier about Rob is that he was on the Jacksonville Jaguar drumline, and he was also on the Atlanta Falcons drumline when he lived in Atlanta before they moved here, and I think that was just one of the best things that he enjoyed doing. Not as much as teaching, though. Teaching is his passion, and working with the kids at the high school, teaching percussion, and and all that he's done. And really, just over time, all the places he's been and all the marching bands and drum lines that he's been associated with, it's amazing. He's really made a difference on the planet. Yeah. Absolutely.
He had a lot of talents in a lot of different areas.
Yeah, he really did. He really did.
He got to go to England when the Jaguars played in England because the drum line went as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun for him. He really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. He had a cool factor that was just better than most people.
Yep.
He did lots of great and fun things. So
no one's called in with the contest about what's the total savings since the pandemic, the total monthly savings of all of the 8.8 million people that refinanced their loans. And I will tell you that it is between $1 billion and $5 billion a month. So you got to come up with it.
It's incredible when you think about it.
So don't guess, it's something point something billion, between $1 billion and $5
billion. There you go.
So call in with your guess at what number?
222-TALK-TO-ME. You have to call 222-8255. And, of course, that's area code 904.
So now somebody is calling
in. Yes, they're understanding. The number's
and,
big.
And while Lauren really is getting big. That information, Lauren, can I push the button and get the person online? I'm going to try. Good morning, caller.
Phil from Orange Park.
Oh, Phil.
2.5 billion, my final answer.
You're high.
That number's actually a little high.
You're high.
I was going to go 3.5, 3.7. I said, no, let me bring it down a little. Anyway, that's a high and that's a buy. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, Phil. All right. So, what happened this week for homes and condos, Miss Angela?
Well, this past week for homes and condominiums, 837 offers got accepted. That was down 3%. 525 homes came on the market. That was about the same as it was the week before. 237 of the 525, well, they're already under contract. That's 45% of the homes that came on the market are already off the market. And 45 of those homes went under contract on the very first day. Now, 692 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations.
Oh, yes.
So that was exciting, huh?
Yeah, it's
a big number.
Interest rates had gone up for the past 3 or 4 weeks, but there was a bit of a turnaround this week. So what happened
there?
Well,
it fell a little bit. So the 30-year rate fell 0.05 of a point, but it's still above 3% at 3.09%. And during this same time last year, it was 2.78%. So you can see overall we're up. And the 15-year rate fell 0.02 of a percent to 2.35%. So that's still a great rate. If you want to get a 15-year, go for it, because that's still wonderful.
You know, there are still people that I know of that have a mortgage that is paid off. Their house is paid off. They're getting a mortgage just to invest the money in the stock market.
The Van Wees would love that. Huh?
The Van Wees think that's a good idea because the stock market just keeps going up. The stock market beat another record today, went over 30, not today, this week, over 36,000. I'm sure they're going to talk about that.
They'll talk about that. We don't
know.
Okay. Yeah. The FHA 30-year rate is around 2.75%. So anyway, as always, listen to the Van Wees, see what they have to say.
You know, when Angela and Susan and I go out to meet people, one of the things we talk about is making your home feel as large as possible. And sometimes people have accumulated a lot of things. And when you have a lot of things, it makes the rooms feel smaller.
It does.
So sometimes people are downsizing. Some people are just right-sizing. Some people are moving into bigger houses. But we have to think about the people that are coming to the house to buy. They want the house to feel roomy.
Yes.
So some of the furniture or furnishings need to temporarily move out. Now, some people put the stuff in the garage. Some people get rid of it. But some people need to find a storage unit. So if you're considering renting a storage unit, there are things that you should think about. So And storage units are not the same. One storage facility might appear to be the same as any other, but there could be some differences that may affect you. So picking a storage unit should be something that you research, not just that you choose randomly or one that's closest to you. So here are some of the crucial things that you need to know before renting. So which type of storage is right for you? The most popular option is self-storage, but there are also full-service plans that may be more useful to you. They offer extra services beyond just renting that cubicle. That could include collecting your possessions and filling up the unit for you. You can ask them to bring your stuff back to you when you need them. Now, that's pretty handy, especially for some older people or people that have back problems. They'll box it up. They'll take it to the unit. Many companies allow you to do this through an app on your phone, and other services could include taking photos of your items for you so that you know what you have in storage and that you can more easily request anything that you need to be returned anytime you want. Now, this can be, by the way, you don't have to be moving to have any of this done, but we're just talking about moving now.
So self-storage is what most people choose to go with. So self-storage has the advantage of being more cost-effective for most people if you can transport your possessions in your own vehicle or perhaps rent a U-Haul truck. However, this will require you to do all the hard work of moving your stuff to the storage unit. Things to check when you're looking for a storage unit. Not all storage locations will offer the same features. And this may be reflected in the price, of course. So compare what's available to make sure that you get the things you need from your storage provider. Like access. Do they provide access to your unit when you need it? It may be more convenient for you to access your things out of regular office hours, but this could cost you even more if it's offered. So some storage companies will actually offer a 24-hour service, which can be a great feature, especially for those who work odd hours.
You mean like realtors?
Yeah, that's a great example. Security. So how secure will your items be when they're stored? Do they have a person on site around the clock? How good is the video surveillance? Is the facility well lit? How many locks can you use? And do they supply the locks?
I'd rather have my own. That way they can't get
too.
In.
Yes. Climate control. Do you need a climate-controlled storage unit? If you're planning to store things like furniture, papers, or clothes over a long period of time, climate control will protect them from mold. That is very important, especially in Florida, because we know how wet it is here, how humid. So feedback. So what do other customers think of the business? Check online to find out if people are happy with the services that are offered. And contracts. Do they offer an agreement and pricing to meet your needs? If you know how long you need to rent storage for, it will be easier to find the right contract. And the storage business, the length of time you need to store your things will determine whether a long-term contract or a more flexible service might be right for you.
There are even more things to think about. You've got some ideas, don't you, Susan?
Yeah. Storage companies will typically offer a range of unit sizes for you to choose from. The more space you need, the more it's going to cost you. It's essential to assess the amount of room you need so that you don't spend more on renting storage than is necessary. The amount of space you need will depend on the number of boxes you have to store, and if you're uncertain about which unit is best for you, the storage company should be able to advise you. So there's other questions like what can be stored, like ordinary household items can be stored in the unit. If you have vehicles, like an RV or a boat that you need to store, most facilities can offer that as well. If you have large furniture items to store, you might need a larger unit, and the storage business will be able to advise you about items that can't be stored, like hazardous or flammable materials.
Yeah, also, you probably have coverage under your homeowner's policy for stuff that's stored in a storage unit. But if you have thousands and thousands of dollars, check with your insurance company and or your agent, your insurance agent, to see whether or not you have enough coverage for that. Hey, stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back to talk about working from home. Are people looking at what your home looks like? We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us, everyone. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here with you today. So we have just had a variety of things to talk about today, haven't we?
Well, here's
like a variety show.
Here's another variety of things adding to the variety. Do you work from home?
Yes.
And are you on video calls?
Yes.
Do you know that when you're on a video call, your home is actually on display?
Yes.
Yes.
Unless you use one of those fake backgrounds.
Yes. Yeah. You know, remote workers admit that they are judging coworkers' backgrounds.
I do.
You know, slightly more than half, 54% of about 2,000 remote workers surveyed admit to judging their colleagues' office decor or home decor, because that's where it is, or their furniture during virtual meetings, according to a recent survey. 64% of the respondents said they're concerned about being judged from their home during virtual calls. Are you concerned?
No.
How about you, Susan? Are you concerned?
Well, I just make sure that what you can see behind me is fine. But I also think it's funny, like, sometimes my daughter's cat is at my house and, like, it will, like, walk by. I think that's funny.
I love the commercial on TV. It's a Maxwell House commercial.
Oh, I love that too.
Where the guy is on a call and he has a shirt and tie on and he accidentally stands up and you see that he's in his underwear.
Oh, that's the one you love? I was thinking of the lady with the little child that was trying to look around, and she keeps going to the left and going to the right. You know which one I'm talking about? Yeah.
Well, the concern has motivated some to upgrade their home space. Nearly half of the remote workers say they purchased new home office furniture, and 33% have purchased new living room furniture. 40% have redecorated at least one room. How about that?
I think that's a great reason to have to remodel. Oh, hon, I got to make this room look better.
Yeah. So if you do work from home and you get on some of these calls, turn around and look and see what's behind you, because that's what your coworkers or your boss sees. So be very careful.
Mm-hmm. And don't let it be anything secretive either, because they could take a picture of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, so check your background. Most everyone else is. What do you see, and does it make a good first impression? Hey, you want to hear something interesting?
What?
We made the list.
What list?
Well, Jacksonville did. Of the major metropolitan areas, Jacksonville was number 8 through October in appreciation over the last 12 months, appreciation in house prices, 22.9% home appreciation. How about that?
That's pretty amazing when you think of all the metropolitan areas that there are in the country.
That was year over year. The number one spot was Phoenix, Arizona, 56.8%.
That's incredible.
Yeah, Tampa came in second. And again, this is a major metropolitan areas. Now, I don't know how they define major. So Tampa was second. Las Vegas was third. And again, this was year over year through October. 22.9% for Jacksonville. How about that?
Incredible. I think that's, part of it has to do with people trying to move to these warmer places, right? Getting away from the snow.
You think?
I think.
Yeah.
I think.
Well,
the pandemic said everybody wants to be outside. They can't do it in the north.
But, you know, we have so much building going on, even though there's a shortage of lumber, there's a shortage of wallboard, there's a shortage of, and there's a shortage of truckers delivering it. Have you passed by the terminal?
Yeah.
There's so many of
these. You mean
these,
the port?
The port terminal.
Yeah.
And we heard on the news last week that and there's ships out on the West Coast, and they can't deliver. So it's not necessarily that the chips and things haven't been made. They can't get them delivered. There was a person on the one of the news shows. I don't know whether it was 60 Minutes or 2020. It was the largest shipping company in the country, saying a trucking company, saying he needs twice as many drivers as he has. Twice as many. That there's stuff that's at the ports that just can't get picked up by the truckers because there's a shortage of truckers. Just amazing.
You know, Howard, when we just took our trip last month, I thought it was interesting how many signs there were throughout America that said, you know, our heroes are back. Welcome, truckers. Come here. Take a shower. You know, eat with us, whatever. I mean, there were so many, like, just welcoming signs for truckers. And I don't think I remember any time in my life that I've seen that outpouring before.
All right. So. Hey, you know what time it is? You know what it's time for?
Hot deal of the day?
It is. It's time for the hot deal of the day. And I'm going to go first because, you know, we'll go from lowest price to highest price. We have a $340,000 home in Carriage Crossing, which is in the Durban area of Mandarin. This is a little over 1,400 square foot home, absolutely move-in ready, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. One of my favorite things about this house is it's on a big lot, and it is so incredibly private. If you want privacy, the backyard is totally private. You do not see your neighbors.
No, not at all.
But there's an additional thing about this backyard. It's fenced in. You have your own pond.
Yes.
So you see the entire pond. The entire pond has trees around it. and it's yours.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Absolutely, yes. The house has new flooring in the common areas. As I say, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and it has luxury vinyl tile. The planks. Makes it look good. New paint, move-in ready, 2-car garage. It's a quaint, just a wonderful house. It's just move-in ready, corner lot.
And it's vinyl siding for, you know, really easy taking care of. Think about that it's in the A-rated Mandarin school districts.
It's got a big screened-in porch in the rear as well. It's got a corner fireplace.
Yep.
And it's just, this
it
is a
even
very...
has a hookup for generator. You know how in Florida we get hurricanes, they have the plug for generator too.
Yeah, new faucet in the kitchen, and the washer and dryer is already there. So all the appliances,
all the appliances
are there. Mm-hmm. It's ready to move in. It's $340,000. This is one of these houses that it's priced. It's going to sell this weekend. Now, because it's raining, fewer people are going to show up, so you're not going to be in as much competition. So show up today. I'm going to be there right after the show from 11 to 2. So it's located right off of Plummer Grant on Old St. Augustine Road. So come and see me. I'm looking forward to seeing you. So what else you got, Angela?
Okay. Well, Susan and I are going to be at 10931 Aventura Drive, which is in E-Town. And this home is only 1.5 years young.
It is seriously immaculate. It looks so beautiful.
It is so well maintained. This family does not wear shoes in the home.
Nope.
So, I mean, this is just, it's lovely, lovely, lovely. And it's super neutral. So if you're looking for a place that you can move in immediately and seriously not have to do anything, it's this house.
Totally move-in ready for sure.
Yeah, and it's got upgraded cabinets and all sorts of extra details. You know, when you go in the garage, it's a 3-car tandem garage, and it's got that storage that hangs from the ceiling.
It's got epoxy flooring, so that's really fancy, right?
Fancy. Yeah, I love that. And it's got a really nice-sized closets in every room. We're always looking for storage, right?
Right, right.
And so nice-sized closets. And the other item that it has that I so appreciate is it has a flex room. So you can do anything with this room that you choose. So it's already 4 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms. So if you needed another bedroom to make it 5, you could use it as that. But most people probably wouldn't. It would be that office, right? Because everybody's working from home.
Homeschooling. Like, we've really learned we need that now.
Yes. Yoga. You could do a workout space. You could make it a wine room and have all your wine bottles in it.
My favorite room is the lanai out back. Oh my gosh, it's so huge.
400 square feet.
Of lanai.
And
yeah.
A privacy
fence.
So
on a day like today, you could still be outside.
All right, when are you going to be there today?
I hear the music. Yeah, we're going to talk fast. We're going to be there today from 11 to 2, and we're going to be there tomorrow from 2 to 5.
Okay.
We want to make sure everyone can see.
All right. The answer to the contest is $1.3 billion saved per month since the pandemic by people refinancing. The Van Wees are here. The stock market hit a new high this week. They have a thumbs up. Stay with us. They're going to be telling you all sorts of stuff. God bless everyone. Remember, clocks fall back tonight. God bless everyone. Have a great Veterans Day, and we'll be back with you next week.